نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In the previous lesson we spoke about the first instant of disobedience known to mankind, and that is where Shaitan refused to obey the command of Allah when he was instructed to make sajda before Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And that we discussed was sajda to ta'zeem, a sajda to venerate, to express veneration, not sajda of ibadah. Following from that, we now look at the very first encounter between man and shaitan. The very first encounter between man and shaitan. And that is, that encounter between Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Shaitan actually shapes the human nature and the human story. So Allah, after Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created, he was placed in Jannah and with a specific command. And Allah said, Ya Adam uskun أنت وزوجك الجنة فكلا من حيث شئتما. That, O Adam, you and your wife dwell in Jannah, stay in Jannah, eat whatever you desire from Jannah, but ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة. Your only limitation and your only prohibition in Jannah is not to approach, come near this particular tree. Don't come anywhere near this particular tree, lest you become from the wrongdoers. So, Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa, our mother, were in Jannah. Shaitan could not bear that thought. He needed to ensure that if he's expelled from Jannah, then Adam and Hawa also should be expelled from Jannah. So he whispered to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, how, whether he went into Jannah or whether he did it from this entrance of Jannah, we don't know. All we know, the Quran says that he put wiswas and he communicated with Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and said, مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. That your Rabb has not forbidden you from this tree. He is trying to create that intrigue that you can eat from everything here. Why this one tree? Why this one tree? So he says that your Rabb has not prohibited you from this one tree, except illa an takuna, except that if you eat from this one tree, your human nature will be converted and you'll become an angel. So the prohibition is to stop you from becoming like the angels. Or أو تكون من الخالدين. Or you have been prohibited from this one tree, so that lest you don't live forever. And look at Jannah. What reason do you have for not living forever in this kind of place? So Shaitan used these two arguments. In another verse, he said, shall I not direct you to the tree of eternity, wa mulkin la yabla, and a kingdom that will never decay? If you want to live forever in Jannah, you have to go to that tree. That's the secret behind your prohibition from going near the tree. So the scholars explain that Shaitan didn't go to Adam alayhi salam and say, go and disobey Allah. He beautified and provided strong argument. He tempted Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with a promise that of eternal life. If you go to that prohibited tree, you'll be blessed with eternal life. And with the promise of becoming angel-like, that you'll become like an angel. So he represented disobedience in a manner that is appealing and appeasing and beautified to the human nature. And that is how Shaitan comes to us. He never tells us, go and disobey Allah. He always would beautify the wrongdoing and tempt us in doing what Allah has prohibited. Now, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, now remember, this is the first encounter between the devil and a human being. Adam alayhi salam, in his innocence, never could not believe, could not imagine someone would be deceptive, someone would lie to him, someone would trick him into doing something wrong. And the Quran says, فَنَسِيَ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. At that particular time, Adam alayhi salam forgot the explicit command of Allah that don't go yet. فَنَسِيَ, Allah says that he forgot the command, وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا, and we did not find any deliberate intent in him to disobey us. Sin is what? When you deliberately disobey Allah. Here Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was made to forget by Allah. And he partook of that particular fruit in the hope that he would become eternal, in the hope that he will live in Jannah forever, in the hope that he may be transformed into the pure state of an angel. So, immediately when he did that, Allah then asked both Shaitan and humankind. Or before that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that Adam alayhi salam forgot, and likewise, accordingly, his offspring will also forget. That is human nature for us to forget. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam erred, and the human nature is man will always err. And in order to accommodate the nature, this erring nature of man, Allah has opened the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar. So Allah asked Adam alayhi salam, what's your response to the wrong that you did? Firstly, we need, as Ahlul Sunnah, we believe that our prophets did not commit sin. And the verse says there was no deliberate intent. So it was an error, but not a sin. Adam alayhi salam's response was, Rabbana zalamna anfusana, that we've wronged ourselves. We know, you know, we don't justify the wrong. And Allah asked Iblis, Shaitan, why did you not bow before Adam alayhi salam? His response was very different. He said, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقُدَنَّ لَهُمْ, that because you led me astray, this was your scheming, O Allah, you responsible. I don't take any responsibility for this wrong. It was all your plan. You led me astray. And the scholars say this is the difference between responding to a vice. One is the prophetic response to a vice, and one is the shaitanic response to a vice, to a wrong. We will all do wrong. But the prophetic response is to say, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا, we've wronged ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا, if you do not forgive us and show mercy, we will be from the losers. The shaitanic response is not to take responsibility. Your fault, not my fault. You are to blame. No desire for repentance. And based on that, the one was forgiven and the other was cursed. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, wa bihamdihi.